Dot from the industry. Before I was wise. Good morning. In today's edition of The Industry, we look at A24's reservation, AMC's attendance, and a snake. Let's go. If you enjoy today's edition, please hit the like button or leave a comment. Are you a good guy or a bad guy? A24 has released the first trailer for Tony, the Anthony Bourdain origin story, set over one transformative summer in Provincetown, Cape Cod, where a kitchen job becomes the catalyst for his future identity. The trailer plays surprisingly conventional for a figure who spent his entire life actively dismantling convention, leaning into a familiar biopic rhythm. Cookie-cutter montages of rejection, rebellion, first love, and self-realization play against a non-stop kitchen backdrop. Seeing Bourdain as an enfant terrible in Tony is both shocking and inevitable, but only because the adult Bourdain, the one who hit our synapses in No Reservations and Parts Unknown, is behind all his cynicism, wise, almost enlightened. I believe director Matt Johnson's 2023 Blackberry style will add this layer of nuance to the behind-the-scenes formative years of Bourdain that the trailer lacked. Johnson's gritty storytelling is unafraid to show all sides of its subjects, so I'm hopeful we'll get to see some more glimmers of the Bourdain I recognize along the way. 19-year-old Bourdain is played by Dominic Sessa, and it's a perfect fit. Sessa broke out in Alexander Payne's beautifully heartwarming The Holdovers 2023, where he exemplified a prickly, loner college student with a kind heart. That feels crucial for Tony, young Bourdain before the wisdom, still figuring out whether he's a good or bad guy. Tony premieres in August. For more, Tony trailer, The Holdovers trailer, Blackberry trailer, AMC Theaters. Q1 revenue rises 21% to $1.04 bin as attendance climbs to 47.6 million. Netflix adapts your rom-com better than the movies with Julia Hart directing. Netflix sets docuseries The American Experiment for America's 250th anniversary. Jordan Peele's Monkey Paw Productions undergoes more development layoffs. CAA names Kersa Douglas head of content and integrations. The Bear drops a standalone Richie/Mikey flashback episode. Isabella Rossellini joins Alice Rowisher's The Highly Incestuous Sisters. Matthew Rhys will play journalist Harold Evans in BBC's Dragon Slayers. Charlie Kaufman's Later the War heads to Cannes Market. Mubai takes multiple international territories on Na Hong Jin's Neon-backed Hope. Cannes Classics sets a 20th anniversary 4K restoration of Pan's Labyrinth. Kevin Spacey, Sebastian Stan, and Ana de Armas lead Cannes Market packages. Neon picks up Jeff Nichols' Southern Gothic thriller King Snake for 2027. Whit Stillman returns after a decade with WW2 drama A Night at Claridge's. Plus, the change from last year, $1.04 bin revenue up arrow 21%, $117 million net loss down from $202 million loss in Q1 2025, 47.6 million attendance up arrow 13.6% from 41.9 million. CEO Adam Aaron stated that AMC achieved our best adjusted EBITDA first quarter result since 2019 pre-pandemic, an adjusted EBITDA improvement of $96 million year over. Hopefully, with the new 45-day window commitment by many studios, AMC will be able to achieve profitability. Yesterday's correct answer, the Safdie Bros directed Daddy Longlegs, 37% got it right. AMC Theaters Q1 2026 earnings. Tidbits, Netflix is all in on Better Than the Movies, a feature adaptation of Lynn Painter's beloved YA novel, with Julia Hart Dyer. I'm Your Woman attached to the helm. A love letter to romantic comedies, this high school set story follows a young girl who relies on her obsession with rom-coms to fix her love life. The adaptation marks the second collaboration between Netflix and Original Headquarters, following the Sunny Sandler-led Don't Say Good Luck dropping this August. Netflix celebrates the 250th anniversary of the U.S. with the doc The American Experiment. Directed by Brian Knappenberger, Netflix Turning Point Docs, the five-part docuseries will follow the founding and future of democracy in the U.S. Former VPs Al Gore, Mike Pence, Kamala Harris, and Hillary Clinton. Darlene Love documentary on the way. Production has started for Darlene Love, I Know Where I've Been, a documentary about the rock and roll legend known for her holiday hits. Directed by Barry Average, Oscar Peterson, Black plus White, the documentary will follow Darlene Love, who was one of the participants for the Oscar-winning documentary 20 Feet from Stardom 2013 about backup singers. Mini tidbits, The Sphere's newest resident, The Wizard of Oz, has grossed nearly $400 million. Vegas Sphere Entertainment announced that, since its opening last August, the AI-infused screening of the classic film has sold almost 3 million tickets. Jordan Peele's Monkey Paw Productions Get Out, Him continues extensive layoffs in its development department. Three folks were were let go. Last year, 3 in the dev department were also cut. Peel has been working on ideas/scripts for his next film for years, but nothing has stuck. His last film, Nope, was released in 2022, and we hope he can get back his creative mojo. CDA Entertainment Partnerships Group Shondaland has brought on Kersa Douglas in the new role of Head of Content and Integrations. With 20 years of entertainment marketing under her belt, Douglas will work with talent and studios to shape the brand of co-developed content and original IP. Entertainment publicist Audrey Beth Davis, who worked on iconic series like The Golden Girls and ABC's The Love Boat, has died. A veteran in industry public relations, she worked on a number of Dick Wolf programs, including the original Law and Order, Special Victims Unit, and Criminal Intent. Netflix's Narnia carries a $320 M+ budget, their most expensive ever. Dist, Warner Bros. Release, July 10. Paramount's Dutton Ranch cast, Yellowstone's Kelly Riley and Cole Hauser, Annette Bening release, May 15. Netflix's The Burrows cast, Alfred Molina, Gina Davis, Bill Pullman release, May 21. First Look, Netflix's The One Piece remake series release, February 202, 7 Home Invasion Horror The Heretics Rise, Luke Piotrowski and Ben Collins Hulu's Hellraiser reboot cast, Luke Speakman Weapons Headed to the Cannes Market Stars's Fightland Prod, 50 Cent release dates, Hulu's King of the Hill S15 release, July 20 Netflix's Freefall, A Reckoning for Boeing The follow-up doc to Downfall, The Case Against Boeing Dyer, Rory Kennedy release, August 19th FX is serving up a Cousin and Mikey character study we didn't know we'd ordered. Renewals. NBC's The Fall and Rise of Reggie Dinkins renewed for S2 trailers, New Line's Evil Dead, Burn Dyer, Sebastian Van Eichick Infested N.A. A standalone episode of The Bear just dropped on Hulu, written and starring Eben Moss Bachrach as the aimless, but sweet Richie, and John Bernthal as the funny, but self-destructive late Mikey. A flashback story, the episode, titled Gary, shines a spotlight on what makes this pairing truly magnetic on screen, the imbalance at the core of their relationship. Set before the events of the series, Bernthal and Moss Bachrach deliver masterful performances shaped by contrasting responses to aimlessness and longing during an hour-long out-of-the-restaurant road trip. Changes are imminent in the kitchen, with the new episode only fast-forwarding the grief of what's to come when the full 5th season of The Bear heads to Hulu in June. The duo is currently flashing their chemistry, finishing out their 16-week run together in the Broadway play Dog Day Afternoon. The highly anticipated film adaptation, The Highly Incestuous Sisters, adds Oscar-nominated actress Isabella Rossellini to its cast. From director Alice Rowe, Shirley Chimera, Dakota Johnson, Saoirse Ronan, and Jesse Buckley will play the titular roles alongside Josh O'Connor as a man who disrupts their lives. The film reunites the latter with Rossellini, who played his somewhat delusional, doting maternal figure in Rowisher's last feature, the beautiful Cannes title Lakai.